Now we're going to Northern Ireland, where the power-sharing executive is to allow the reopening of caravan parks, hotels, hostels and guest houses from the 20th of July, provided, and it is provided, there is no significant reversal in the reduction in the number of COVID-19 cases. Of course, it's not a bank holiday in Northern Ireland today, and that decision taken by ministers this morning. Here's the Economy Minister, Diane Dodds, a short time ago.
That allows hotels like the one here to start to plan, to bring staff off furlough, to start to get social distancing measures in place. But it also, really importantly, allows them to start to take bookings with more certainty.
Let's get more on all of this with our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. And Tommy, as I'm asking you this question, I'm conscious that the school term, of course, runs a little bit longer in the UK than in Ireland. So it does seem as if this is timed perhaps for the end of the school term. There will be perhaps a tourism economy in the Northern Ireland to speak of this summer, where perhaps it had been looking very bleak earlier.
I suppose, Christopher, it's also reflecting what's happening across the water and indeed across the very porous border, where in many respects, in the good weather, people are out and about much more. And as a result of that, I think the Northern Ireland Executive decided today that it's time for us to move as well. Northern Ireland is such an important tourism sector. The announcement was actually made in the Culloden Hotel, and it's owned by the Hastings Group, and Howard Hastings actually has a share in the Merrion Hotel south of the border, so he knows the tourism sector north and south. So what's going to happen here is you will see, provided there's no huge surge in the pandemic problem, you will see hotels, guest houses, caravan parks, B&Bs, all ready to reopen by the 20th of July.
The P word, of course, is pubs. Pubs not included in this, that corner of the hospitality sector where we've been hearing so much about the problems that potentially could arise with people crowded in close proximity, despite what the lobby groups are saying about their ability to introduce social distancing.
No, you're quite right. There's no word on pubs. And I suppose the administration here in Northern Ireland has been cautious in recent weeks. They really have been taking the guidance of their chief scientific officer and their chief medical officer, and that remains the case. In relation to hotels themselves, there's a tourism steering group here in Northern Ireland, and they will be asked to produce specific proposals in relation to how hotels might operate, taking account of the safety factors that have to be part of the equation. With the likes of, say, caravan parks and holiday homes, because there's an element of those being self-contained, they may actually look at bringing forward the opening date for such facilities in advance of July the 20th, if the scientific advice backs that. So they may actually find that they reach their deadline before July the 20th. I was chatting to Diane Dodds after she made her comments, and she was telling me that she is in regular contact with Shane Ross, as well as her equivalents across the water. So there is quite an element of symmetry taking place, and people are attempting to synchronise their movements so that, say, for instance, it would be ridiculous if you could have the tourism sector at a certain stage in Northern Ireland, whereas immediately across the border there were different provisions in place. So there is that element of conferring and sharing information with the authorities south of the border, and I think people are more and more seeing the value of trying to move in harmony rather than at different speeds.
Tommy Gorman, thank you indeed for that this lunchtime. Well, we're